I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not
Shannon.
I'm already drunk.
Suce un sac de bite.
Fuck you. 9 years. 9 years. I've been trying. Won't someone just fucking tell me what to do? Just tell me what to do.
Yeah, they're like, you should buy $1 million of stuff. And we're like, no, we want to buy like $30 of stuff.
That is correct. Shit, I'll spend $200 worth on stuff at this point. I'm not broke anymore. But even like, what do I buy? Like, I went to all the websites and they were like, get the fucking snowball. Get the blah, blah, blah. And I'm like,
I know. And like, I did work in the sound studio in college. And I'm like, I don't want a soundboard that looks like that soundboard. Like, I mean, I literally just want a splitter. Like, I just want a splitter cable so that we can have two microphones in here. Like, this is, you guys, here's the thing.
But like, the shit won't record on a splitter because we tried that.
I know. I just mean like in theory, that is what I want. We're not trying to do anything fucking fancy here. We just each want to have our own. Shannon wants me to drive home so that we can record on Skype, like we've on Zoom, like we've been doing for the last year. She's like, that was better. Get the fuck out of my house. I don't want you here anymore.
Thanks for visiting. Bye. See you in 30 minutes when we can record.
You put it back over to me and I was putting water in my mouth. You were like, I finished my sentence. Here is the microphone. And I was fully just swallowing so much.
Sorry.
LaCroix.
I'm so disappointed. So I bought a mixer. It's a tiny pocket mixer. In the picture, it's like you can plug all these things into it. You, like, have a bunch of inputs, 3 different inputs, a headphone output, and you plug it into your computer. And I was like, oh, that's what I need. That's all I need. So I got it. Because all the other mixers have to have those fucking fancy plugs for your microphones.
The big audio inputs.
And I was like, well, none of my microphones have those big audio inputs. Oh, even this one's a tiny bit smaller, like, you know, old school 1970s headphones.
Yeah.
Maybe that will work. But like, now I have to buy adapters, and that's not good either. Like, I legit almost just bought a snowball and a soundboard. But even with the snowball, we'd have to put it in the middle like this.
Yeah, we would.
And talk into it.
Because
I'm not buying 2 fucking snowballs. Though there is one at work getting real dusty. Maybe I'll break in and go get it and only buy 1 snowball.
I love this. Take it from work. This is the answer. That is the answer to the question. Like, what? But why is there not just like a world where we could just have two microphones? Like, why? Why is this so fucking complicated?
Even all the other ones are like one.
One what? Oh, yeah, right. You can only put 1 microphone into it. Right. What the fuck is that? We just want 2 microphones. And it's embarrassing because I did work in the sound lab in college. So I should be, in my head, I should be able to figure this out. But in my defense, that was almost 20 years ago. And I don't know. But it should exist. It should be able to happen. You know what? Maybe I will just message my old professor, my work study boss, and ask him what he thinks I should do. This is what I'm going to do. We're going to ask Henry. We're going to ask Henry what to do.
I just tell him we record a podunk podcast, 2 mics. Sometimes 3 at the most, but even with a 3rd person, we can share a mic. And we want to get fancy and plug it into a fucking computer now and record on Adobe Sound Booth. That's it. That's all I want, people. How hard is that?
It's apparently impossible. Also, I think that this is horrible content and that it's time for us to move on.
Whatever. I have so much content for everyone. I haven't even processed last week's. So I got last week's. I got PenguinCon. I got everyone in the PenguinCon episode wants to hear all the old PenguinCons, which I thought were all still up, but there were a few missing.
Yeah, no, I mean, I was saying we didn't.
That's a fancy soundboard with sounds.
Yeah.
But one fucking mic. No. No. Maggie's flipping off my phone.
I am. But not your phone, just that, like, we can't just have two mics. We can't have two microphones. What the fuck is going on? Ugh. Yeah, no. I just meant that, like, I'm sure that whenever this does get processed and put out, they are not going to want to listen to us bitch about our lack of knowledge and understanding in this area.
Please educate us. We've literally been begging you for 9 years. If you want better content, a better sound, help us help you.
Show me the money.
Help. You don't even have to show us money. I know. Help us help you.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah. Don't even show us the money.
You don't even have to show us the money. Just help us help you.
Yeah. Yeah. So on the PenguinCon episode, you brought up Shadow and Bone, and I'm already done with it.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Was it good?
Yeah. I was clearly compelled to keep watching.
It was because I compared it to The Last Airbender, didn't I?
No, it was because it was compelling and I couldn't stop watching.
Right.
I mean, you know.
I mean, that's why you looked at it, though, right?
Right. And also,
It's like steampunk pirate airbender.
But yeah, but also Netflix pushed it on me hard. And was like, based on all the shit you normally watch, you want this.
You're going to love this. And they're based off of books.
Yeah, there's 8 books.
What? So there's going to be 8 seasons of this bullshit?
I have no idea. Who knows how that's going to play out? Don't know.
Well, that's why it asked in the PenguinCon episode, because it was book. And quite a few people in our room are book lovers. So I was curious as if they had read the book before Netflix decided to, you know, butcher the books and make a TV series.
Yeah. I mean, welcome to literally everything. Joseph and I are, like, working on the book that we're writing, and we have our, like, book retreat scheduled for late June. And
you can write a screenplay while you're at it, so, you know.
No, I was walking. I don't even know what I was doing, but I was listening to something, and I was like, I am never, oh, I know exactly what I was listening to. I was listening to Potterless, and they were talking about how fucking terrible all of the movies are, the more recent ones, the Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, right? And how J.K. Rowling got the best deal for her content that basically anybody could get. Like, she still had some control over it, and she still didn't get things that she wanted. And I was like, I am never optioning my books for movies because they fuck everything up. Like, they fuck, nobody who has read a book has been like, I love the movie version of this book.
I have one book that I did love the movie version better than the book, Forrest Gump. That movie was so much more better than the book. Forrest did all this crazy shit in the book. He went to the moon. He got stranded on an island with a monkey. Like, he did shit that just didn't make sense. But in my 43 years of life and the massive amounts of book reading I did as a child and early adult, like, that is legit probably the only book where I was like, oh no. The movie was way better. I mean, you can always look at classics like Pollyanna, Little House on the Prairie, Anne of Green Gables, Tom Sawyer. Like, those movies tend to be about as good as the books. But as far as modern day movies, the studios all want, like, the biggest bang for their bucks. And you have to squish 1,000 pages of a J.K. Rowling book into a 2.5-hour movie, and that's just honestly impossible, you know?
Well, I mean, like, they totally ruined. I mean, here's the other thing, like the biggest bang for your buck. They fucked up Percy Jackson and only ended up making two movies. Like, they should have made all five movies, but they had to, like, movie-fy everything. They were like, you know what? I know Percy's supposed to be 11, but we're going to make him 16 so he's hip and cool to all the kids. And then we're going to blah-bitty-blah. And then we're going to, you know, like, they changed. Like, the Percy Jackson movies are fucking terrible. And I just don't want that to happen to my book. I thought of two other books as movies that are good. Well, one, I hate both the book and the movie. I've read the book and the movie, and I haven't seen the movie, and I hate them both. Fight Club. It is a terrible fucking story. I watched the movie first and got to the end, and I was like, fuck you for making me watch this. Like, no. Just no. And then I read, and I was like, well, I do always like books better. And I read the book, and I was like, it's actually the same. So it is an accurate portrayal, so that's good, I guess. And then the other one I actually like the movie better is High Fidelity. So that's one of my favorite movies. I have a lot of it memorized. I love to say, Charlie, you fucking bitch, let's work it out. Charlie, like, it's such a good line. Yeah. He's so mad that she broke up with him, and it's just such a big mood. You fucking bitch, let's work it out, right? So that one was a pretty authentic recreation of it. And the parts that were cut for really good reason from the book. Like, I actually think I like the movie better. So I guess there are a couple. There's a handful that we can come up with. But most of them, it's a no.
You can always try to maintain control. Or you can just take your money and run, you know? People are still going to read your book and be like, oh, that book was very fucking better. So Scott and I are very fair weather friends when it comes to movies like Percy. And was it the Aragon series?
Yeah, they ruined that. They ruined Artemis Fowl. That was terrible. They ruined Our Dark Materials. His Dark Materials. They only made the first one. There's three books. Why didn't you make all three books?
So here's what's great about never reading those books. I liked all the movies because I have zero frame of reference.
Did you watch Artemis Fowl? That movie made no goddamn sense.
No, I don't think I watched that movie. But, like, but we enjoyed Percy. I watched Aragon. I was like, well, all right. I know there's like five books. When's the next book come? When's the next movie coming out? And so what pisses me off is when studios ditch out like that. Like, if there's three Percy Jackson books, do three fucking movies. Five. Whatever. I'm just using my example. If there's four Aragon books, because I know there's a different book for every dragon, like, do the four fucking movies. Don't be a bitch because the first one didn't make as much money as you thought it would. If Kevin Feige had fucking given up after Thor 1, we wouldn't have 20 years of goddamn Marvel movies. You have to take the good with the bad.
Well, I mean, but this is the issue, right? They try to movie-fy things. They have these things that they have in their heads that, like, this is what makes a good story. This is what makes a good movie. This is what's going to make it work. And they ruin...
Producers don't know shit.
Correct. And it's not just, like, I mean, some of those things, like, straight up flopped. If you're not going to get the hardcore fans to those movies, then you're not, like...
Every DC movie in the last 10 years?
They're so bad. They're
chasing the money. They're chasing the money. They don't have a plan like Kevin did. They didn't be like, well, Thor Dark World sucked. On to the next movie. Like, they didn't close down the 20-year plan because one movie flopped.
Correct.
All right, what went well? How can we do better? And that's when you got Thor Ragnarok.
God, I love Thor Ragnarok. When that was on Netflix, I watched it constantly. I don't know why I know it's on Disney Plus. I could watch it all the time still. But, like, I don't know. It's just part of your, like, habits, right? Yeah, no, I'm with you. And, I mean, and that is one of the huge issues with DC is that they do not have a cohesive plan. And they are just chasing the money. And, like, they...
Another new fucking Batman movie. If I see one more goddamn Batman movie, I'm gonna cut a bitch.
Why do people love Batman so much?
They don't. He's Tony Stark. He's a rich philanthropist boy, whatever. He's a, I can't even talk right now.
She's too mad. No, I know that he is basically just Tony Stark, that he's like rich with gadgets and tons of money. Like, I get that, but I don't understand why Batman is just like the, like, why there've been like 27 Batmans in my life. Why is he the guy that everybody likes? I'm going to ask my brother this. I'm going to ask if he has an opinion and see if he answers. Vamp Marshall.
I used to love Batman. So back in the 90s, when superhero movies started really coming out and making a comeback, or, you know, doing their thing, whatever you want to call it, and Tim Burton did Batman, like, that was beautiful. And I will fight with people. I love all those 90s Batmans, even the fucking comic book looking ones, not the dark, what do they call those novels? Not the graphic novel Batman, but like a loud, exaggerated Batman. Even those, I love them, and I will fight people over them. But like, we don't need fucking reboots. Just keep moving the story forward. And so then there was another next set of Batmans, because the last half of that 90s series tanked. Well, let's reboot it. And then you got the Christian Bale Batmans, and okay, yeah, those were great. Why do we keep needing more Batmans? Like, I would say a lot of people feel the Christian Bale Batmans are the top, like cream of the crop. But like, every time DC, whoever's fucking in charge of DC, I think it's Sony, every time they tank a DC movie, they bring out a new Batman because it's their money grabber. I'm fucking tired of it. And if I see one more goddamn Spider-Man movie, like, they best not reboot that bitch again, because I'm done with that one, too. But Spider-Man was also rebooted 3 times. You know? Like, we don't need these reboots. Just keep moving the story forward.
I actually truly love that the MCU did not do a origin story for Spider-Man. Like, what a goddamn dream. He just fucking showed up one day. I am so here for that. I don't need more Spider-Man origin stories.
We know the origin, thanks!
We've seen it 28,000 times already. Actually, the same thing happened in the, I own the comics for Spider-Gwen. They just jump right in the middle of the story. They don't even do the death. You just have to see that in flashbacks and like in her trauma. For her, it's actually Peter who died. Peter Parker died.
Yeah, they go over that in Into the Universe.
Yes.
Which was
Spider-Verse.
I love it.
God, I watch that movie all the time, too. Into the Spider-Verse is so goddamn good. I can't wait for another one of those. I'm going to look that up. Is that coming down the pike? I don't know.
I don't know either. But yeah, I liked Into the Spider-Verse. That was great. Anyway, well, we're kicking it off with 2 rants right away. Hey, we were going to just make this a shorty short, trying out our new technology, because we got a lot of content to get through for you guys. But whatever. Do you have anything on a list? Did your brother answer you? Nothing?
No. It's only been 2 days since I talked to you last, so.
No, but Into the Spider-Verse 2 is coming in 2022.
Oh, fun.
So that is fun. So yeah, I watched the whole show.
from Saturday to Tuesday.
Correct.
Love that journey for you.
Thank you.
That's it.
I also, last night was the full moon. Oh, I was going to talk about,
it was like a pink moon, and I should have taken all my crystals out and charged it or something, and I didn't realize I was supposed to do that.
It was a super moon, so it was closer. It's okay. Whatever. There's every 28 days, there's a full moon, so you can charge it then. There's also other ways to charge crystals, like dipping them in a river where it's like running water. You could technically do it in,
pee on them. That's a running stream of.
Yeah, you do that. You can also like smoke, like put smoke on, sage, smudge them in some way. I was gonna say smoke them, and then I realized that didn't. Smoking rock is something different. Don't do that, children. So yeah, I did and then I also on Sunday had done a talk with my clairvoyant friend who was speaking to Aries, my patron god, for me, and And in at the end, he was like, your fear puts out your fire. Right. So like he was saying, like the like your anxieties are like holding you back from like doing the things that you are good at. Right. And like, so stop being afraid and just go fucking do shit, basically, was what Aries, my patron god, said to me.
What? He said, put on your big girl panties and just fucking do it.
That is the summation of that. So then, and then, oh, he also told me to speak to him through my Tarot Del Fuego deck. He actually said to the girl who was doing the thing, the scary deck. She was like, do you know what that means? And I was like, absolutely. Scary deck. Right. I mean, because he had to say it in a way where I knew what it was going to be. And right. Oh, and he also was like, don't do what you were doing when you went into the hospital. And I was like, wow, okay, you're giving this clairvoyant a little bit too much information about my life. Jesus Christ, Aries. And so he said to talk to him through the scary deck. So I did my like witchery for the full moon, and then I shuffled the Tarot del Fuego deck and was just sort of doing the like chopping thing. What is that one called where you put the cards over each other? I don't remember what the
shuffling?
But I always think of shuffling as the part where you frrrr them and then the other part where you chuck chuck chuck. So you guys all know what I'm talking about.
Go again.
A chuck a chuck a chuck. So I was doing that, waiting for one to come out, and I said, you know, Aries, do you have any messages for me? And the card that fell out of the deck as I was doing that was the Strength card, which I want to pull up a picture of real quick. So just give me one sec because I don't have enough hands. Okay, so this is the Strength card from Tarot del Fuego, which is a girl stepping into the mouth of a monster, so not afraid, while covered in flames. So basically he was like,
this girl is on fire.
He was like, bitch, I told you yesterday.
Being eaten by a sandworm.
I thought my story was very funny.
That was funny.
This card is like, yes, yesterday I told you to be brave so that your fire didn't go out. Like, literally stop asking me. I gave you the answer already. Like, this card is exactly the message he gave me the previous day. So I was like, do you have any messages for me? And it was clearly like, I fucking told you already the message. Okay.
Well, you were like, talk to me. Like, you were like, Maggie, please talk to me. Talk to me through the scary deck if you want anything. So you're like, okay, let me try it. Let me talk to you. And then he was all like snotty. Like, bitch, I already talked to you this week. Like, don't call me yet. It hasn't been 3 days.
Well, okay, but it also could have been like, okay, here's a softball for you. Right? Like, it could have been that.
Yeah, like confirmation. Like, yes, I'm really here.
Yeah, but I still was like, okay, fine. Like, I get it. This is exactly what you told me yesterday. Okay.
Fine. Fine.
Whatever. I was feeling very witchy. I was doing full moon.
Yeah. I got it. I got you. Anywho. So it's Tuesday. Taco Tuesday. And I forgot Maggie comes over now, so I can't make meat on Tuesdays. So we had cheese quesadillas tonight.
You can make meat, just not like pan fried where I'm going to walk into the house and it's going to smell like somebody's dirty vagina.
That's all I have to do. Like, that's all that's when I have Taco Tuesday, I fry ground turkey. So my house is going to smell like baked flesh.
Yeah, that's gross.
I don't have a way around that for Taco Tuesday. Unless I did it the night before.
Do you want me to stop coming on Tuesdays? You did Taco Tuesday a really long time. Like, we did Taco Tuesday. I don't understand the issue. Is this just that you got into a new routine and now you don't want to change it? I don't understand the problem.
Yes, it's been a year and I fell back into making meat on Tuesdays and then I forgot. I told you I like Zooming better. I'm totally joking. She thinks I'm hurting her feelings. I'm not. I'm just trying to get into a new groove. New groove.
This is your old groove. You were in this groove for over 9 years. And then you got into a new groove, and now you're like, oh, man, I can't change back.
I can.
I don't know how to do anything, you guys.
Give me a minute.
There are like infinite taco options that do not include ground and pan fried meats.
I know.
Did you know that chicken tacos are a thing?
Yes. Stuff to make meat.
It doesn't have to be in a pan. You don't have to pan fry meat. There are infinite tacos. Even if you erase pan fried meats, there are infinite tacos that you can make. Although, when Christina had her baby, I don't remember which one, I think it was Lily, I brought them over Mexican Feast, I brought them over tacos, and her son, Tommy, when he makes tacos, they look exactly like Taco Bell tacos. They are ground beef, lettuce, and cheese. And I brought all these things, like roasted vegetables. And like, I mean, it was Mexican Feast. You could just whatever, but it wasn't meat. And he just like looked at it and was like, what the fuck do I do? I mean, he didn't say fuck because he was a child. But was like, I don't understand. I don't understand what I do with this. Child, there are infinite options around you. Put the things that you like out of those options into a tortilla and then put that in your mouth.
Shove it in your mouth.
Do you like cheese? Okay, great. Put cheese in there. Do you like anything else on this table? Put that in there too.
I discovered, and I don't know how new these are, but gender fluid dolls last night. Catherine said she wanted some Ken dolls. You know, she has a few male dolls. She wanted more. So I'm like, okay, I'll buy you a fucking Ken doll. I'm like, you sure you don't want Kristoff or Aladdin? No, I want to be able to change their clothes, and other clothes are plastic on their bodies. I'm like, fine. You want some BTS dolls? Like, anything but fucking Ken, right? So we're searching, and we stumbled across these gender fluid dolls with a kind of with gender fluid clothes, androgynous facial features, because all children look alike at the age of 8 and 9, regardless of gender. And then there's short hair comes standard on the doll, and then they give you a wig with long hair. You put the wig over the short hair, and then you have like a human with long hair. And oh my gosh, Catherine and I fell in love super quick. Told everyone about it on Facebook. I bought her 2 sets. So I'm real excited about it. She's super excited about it too. And then I was like, if we buy enough, one can wear a wig as a hat like Moira Rose. You just start stacking all the different hairstyles.
Oh, Moira. Yes, I love her wig as a hat. And then also that when we look back to Beetlejuice, she has a glove as a headband. I have an internet thing as a week, and I have more, but I'm going to do this one right now. Today, we have achieved the dream. I made a function called Missy Elliott that takes a data structure, flips it, and reverses it. I have ascended.
I love it.
And then Missy Elliott replied a day later.
Stop!
Wow, I'm so humbly grateful. Much love to y'all. So, like, he didn't tag her in it. He just said it, and it went, viral. And then this person responds and says, was it worth it? And Missy says, "Tis rough when we do ma."
You're seeing somebody when you win yet.
Right. but it's, I put my thing down, flip it, and reversed it in backwards order. The scruff. Right. Yeah, exactly.
Love it.
Icons. Everybody icons.
We did talk about Lizzo and Chris Evans flirting with each other, right?
And it kept going.
I still want it to happen.
Everybody does. There's a lot of people who do. A lot of people apparently want that. And like, because she did another TikTok where she was like, oh, how fast is your pause game? And she put up the next screenshots for just like a fraction of a second. Like, but right? And she was like, I'm glad you know who I am now. And he was like, I knew who you were. And I'm like,
I want the internet flirtation. I want them to hook up.
Literally.
I want this to be a thing.
Oh, because the other thing that she put that was in that one was she was like, I'm embarrassed that I was drunk DMing you. And he was like, I've done worse.
Yes.
He put his dick on the internet, you guys, just in case you forgot that part. He put his dick on the internet accidentally.
I'm just enjoying my fantasies of Chris Evans and Lizzo.
I know. I think they'd be great.
All
iconic.
Motorboating, all the dicks. But they'd be such a power couple on top of that.
Fuck yeah, they would.
I love it. He's pretty liberal. I love it.
Oh, yeah. He says awesome shit. Their first interaction came when he retweeted a video of hers, of her as a kid back in 2019. And he was like, I will never be this cool. So, yeah. And then she responded at that time, marry me. Which, see, Lizzo's been thirsting, and I dig that. And I want him to ride that pony.
Yes.
Yesterday, I was on the phone with Zelda, and I asked her, I was like, guess who I'm going to see tomorrow? And she was like, me? And I had to be like, no, I'm going to go see Catherine. And she just was like, oh. And I go, do you want me to call you from Catherine's house, and you talk to me and Catherine? She goes, no. She was so disappointed to find out that I wasn't visiting her and that I was instead visiting Catherine that she was just like, no, fuck you and all of your bullshit. I don't want any of that.
Yep. How are they feeling? Okay.
Well, Joseph is vomiting. He says it's the sickest he's been in his living memory from a stomach bug. So, hooray. That's awful.
Will they get the norovirus or something?
Yeah, basically. And Ashley went
is
to...
that surface or saliva?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
But Zelda was really snuggling up on Joe a lot when she was feeling bad. Like, she was...
Plus, she threw up onto Ashley, so I'm surprised Ashley has been able to fend it off at this point. Because Catherine threw up in my mouth once. And I know this sounds really dumb. I honestly didn't know you could get sick from people being sick on you. So I didn't rush to, like, clean myself up because she was an infant. And then I got really sick. Yeah. Fuck the norovirus.
Fuck the norovirus.
Maybe make the crotch clappins wear some fucking masks and wash their hands.
I know. It's wild. This is like the first time I've heard of anybody that I know of getting sick at all in the last year that wasn't COVID. Like, I have not heard of any of my friends being like, I have the flu. I have a stomach bug. Literally nobody has had anything. I mean, I had a tiny baby cold back in December. Where I was like, if this is coronavirus, this is perfect. Because it wasn't even that bad of a cold. I was like, I hope I have COVID. Because then I'll be protected. Because this isn't that bad. But I'm glad it wasn't. It was just a little baby cold. And that's like that's the worst out of anybody I know. Was my one little baby cold.
Yeah, just allergies. Just at people with allergies for me. So those change of season allergies or like, your house is kind of, you know, rehumidifying from being dry all winter, or that change from humid summer to dry fall, winter, you know, those seasonal changes. I've had a runny nose for a year, and my doctor was finally like, yeah, you got old lady nose. I was like, what? She's like, no, it's a thing. Like, you know, when grannies have a runny, they always like, carry tissues with them everywhere because they have runny noses. I was like, yeah. She's like, yeah, that's what you have. I was like, oh no. So I need a kerchief for my runny noses.
Old lady. You're an old lady.
I am an old lady.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. We're both old. I hate aging. I hate it so much. I look so much older without makeup than with makeup. It's terrifying. Aging is a racket, and I don't like it. Let's see. I'm just looking through any things that I've done in the past few days. What's good? What's interesting? Literally nothing. I've got nothing. This is it. I'm out of stuff. Do you have any more stuffs?
No, not really. I started planting some of my plants today, so we'll probably do some gardening this weekend. The nursery called me and said I could come get all my plants I bought a month ago, so we'll probably pick those up and plant them in the front yard this weekend. So,
I did have another story. So on the podcast on Friday on the Demon Lobster, during it, I sent you a thing for the Loungefly Muses, right? And it said in the ad that they were going on sale 9 o'clock Tuesday morning. So I literally set an alarm to go off at 9 o'clock so that I could get up and purchase myself this bag, because they made it sound like it was limited edition and was going to go fast, right? And I was like, I really want this. So I get up at 9 and I open my phone and I can't, it's not there. And it's like, I go to new, I search the website, I'm very confused. And then I go back to check the ad and it is 9 o'clock PST. That.
Oh, Pacific time. Yep.
Right. So noon. Noon. So was I smart enough to put an alarm for noon? No, of course I fucking was not.
You'll remember.
I'll remember. But I remembered it at noon 05, so it actually wasn't that bad. It wasn't like I remembered it to 3 o'clock. Right. Because I went back at 3 o'clock and they were sold out.
What?
So, but I just knew that you would love that because I have so many issues with sleeping and sleeping in and sleeping that I woke up to purchase this bag that went on sale at noon.
It's sweet. I dig it.
Yeah.
Did they have any other, like, wallets or anything?
They did have a wallet, yeah. The wallet was cute. I pondered it for a second and then decided not to get it.
Cool, 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 cool.
All right, so I have a couple other internet things of the week before we...
Wrap it up.
God, where was that thing that I just saw? Shannon, I'm losing my goddamn mind. It says, so this is where everybody works? And it's a store with ceiling fans called OnlyFans. OnlyFans is the porn website where people can...
Oh, okay. All right. Yep. Okay.
So this is where everybody works? At this fan store called OnlyFans.
Nice.
That made me laugh this week. That was really good. But since you didn't love that one, I'll get you another one. It says, no tattoos, thanks. My body is a temple. And then it says, temples. And it shows all of the art on the ceiling. Just like all of the ridiculous art everywhere.
Yeah,
so,
I think that's the Sistine Chapel.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, it is. I don't know why I described it that way.
My body is a temple. Well, temples are decorated, motherfucker.
There it is. There's the joke. Yes, it is the Sistine Chapel. So yeah, those were my internet things of the week. They made me happy. Anything to add?
No, I'm good.
All right. Well, you guys find us all of the places at That More Thing, and you can find me on Twitter. I'm Maggie at Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
I have no fucking idea what number this is. We've done too much in the last week. Sure, well, let's go with that. Maybe 277 or maybe something else. Of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie.
Bye! Bye.